Chapter 48, in which Darth Vader arrives on the forest moon of Endor. C-3PO skips over many details, notably the many times he has wanted to give up during their adventures, but still, his story takes a long time to tell. Somewhere there in the middle, Luke Skywalker feels something, a mind reaching out to his mind through the flow of the Force. Through the darkest parts of the Force, it is his father, and Luke can feel that he is coming closer. Vader is indeed getting closer every second, piloting his own shuttle down from the Death Star to the Imperial base that guards the shield generator. Of all the Imperials who have completely ignored the beauty of the forest moon of Endor, none have ever ignored it quite as fiercely as Vader does. He swoops over the treetops and plunges into the heart of the dark forest, seeing only the massive shield generator and its blazingly lit landing platform. It's a hideous sight. A great industrial gash in the midst of a beautiful forest. A tangle of pipes and wires and blast shields and bunkers. But of course, Vader doesn't see the horror of it, only the purpose of it. The shields will protect the new Death Star until the Death Star is ready to bring order to the galaxy by destroying those parts that are not in order. Vader hardly cares. His concerns are more personal. The Force is strong in his son Luke, and Vader well knows that the Force is stronger than any Death Star. Nothing matters until he has faced his son again. And now, landing the shuttle and stomping down the ramp, he is close, maddeningly close. Yet he can go no farther. The Emperor has told him to wait at the base. Why wait? Why not summon his own stormtroopers, the 501st Legion? Why not lay waste to this whole forest and find his son now? But there are other ways to search. So Vader searches with his mind. And he feels Luke's presence. And Luke feels his presence. A dark presence. And Luke feels fear. He has known he must face Vader again. He has prepared himself for this. And yet the depth of the darkness that calls out to him is terrifying. He fights to control his feelings. He leaves the others, ducks out of the hut, and stands on a long bridge that stretches out into the gloom to one of the village's lesser trees. From here, Luke has a clear view of the new Death Star. One half, smooth and armor-plated. The other half, a jagged mess of girders and half-built floors. It is the most terrifying thing the galaxy has ever seen. Yet there is something worse, closer, yet unseen out there, through the trees, on this moon, and looking for him. And he knows he cannot hide from it.